Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program here each and every week as we take a look at eight area high school football games. We've got the usual crew, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks, with you here again this week. And we'll start off taking a look back at week number six, and then we'll dive into our week number seven picks here for you. And looking back at week six, we had a pretty similar week to the week before, once again, as Matt ended up going 7-1. We had 6-2s across the rest of the board here for us. And we started off, we kind of gave everybody a win, as we've been doing throughout the season, because we've lost some games. We lost another one last week. The Bedford-Griswold contest did not take place. And so we just marked that one as a win for everybody. We all had Bedford picked, but did not happen. St. Albert picked up a 47-26 win over Tri-Center. We all had the Falcons in that one up on the hill, so we all got that one right. Also, Earlham picked up a 21-14 win over Nottoway Valley. That was a winner for everybody except for Doug. He went out on a limb on that one, did not quite get it. OABCIG won that big top five battle against Underwood, 49-22. We all had the Falcons there, so we all got that one right. It was Panorama, 26-0 over ACG. See, that was a winner for everybody except for Jim. He went out on a limb with that one there. Also, Glenwood held on to beat Carroll 28-21. That was a winner for everybody but myself. I was out on a limb there with Carroll, came up short. It was Greene County going to overtime to knock off Clarinda, 22-15 the final there. We all had Clarinda, so we all got that one wrong. And Atlantic picked up a road win, 28-0 over Shenandoah. That was a winner for all of us. We all had the Trojans. So that's how week number six went. We'll come back and start to our week number seven, final week of the regular season picks, in just a moment here on Who's Going to Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Link Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Michigan Johnna Gold apples, 88 cents per pound. Coke or Sprite, half-liter, six-pack bottles, four for $8.88 when you buy four. And Lay's kettle chips or Doritos, just $1.99 a bag. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chicken breasts for $1.99 a pound, boneless pork roast, $1.79 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, two for $4. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's get after it now here for week number seven, final week of the regular season before everybody gets into the postseason run here the following week. So we'll have at least a couple of weeks of the program here for you as we move into the postseason. But we'll start it off here. We actually had to make an adjustment on our sheet because we had another game that got called off here. We were going to bring you the Griswold East Mills selection, but that had to be subbed out because Griswold had to cancel that game. So we'll do Logan Magnolia at IKM Manning. And, we've got a tie now at the top here overall, by the way. 39-9 for Matt and Doug. 36-12 for Jim, 34-14 for myself. So Matt, with his two straight weeks of getting a game, he's right back tied for the lead. So we'll let him lead off the program here. Matt, who's
going to
win?
All right, well, thank you. You bet. Gladly. Listen to Coach Tom Casey on the radio here this past week after the games, which I didn't realize that Coach Casey was still going strong up there. So I think, honestly, he was coaching when I played. but that's great. You know, he does an excellent job up there and has a lot of respect for the kids and the families and everything like that for those communities up there. He says, you know, we're just kind of each week getting a little bit better, and I think he's kind of got a young squad up there, but they continue to get better each week. But this week, boy, they better really – be ready, because Lone Panthers have got a good thing going. They're very tough, defensively tough, sound on the ball. You know, they just do the same thing, going to run right at you with that offense that they run in there, those three backs coming at you. So I'm going to go with the Panthers on the road, and they'll look strong as they head into the playoffs.
All right, one for Logan Magnolia. I'm going to agree with you as well. I think they're just a tough overall team. Gavin McGuire has been doing a good job carrying the football. They've got a lot of different guys at different positions that have some experience. Trey Melby's been a good receiver and player on defense for them as well. Kyler Rasmussen's done a pretty good job running the ball for IKM Manning as well, but yeah, this is a different beast that they're going to be facing here this week. May end up being maybe a more interesting game by the time it's all said and done than is expected, but I expect Logan Magnolia to pick up the win. Jim?
I'd just like to say before I make a selection here that last week we had three limb picks and they all came up empty.
Yeah.
The three limb picks over the last 2 weeks prior to that all came up aces. Mm. So, I mean,
so should I do a limb pick or not?
Well, I'm just throwing that out for you, Doug. I just thought when it gets around to you here. So, anyway, I'll take Griswold.
They're not playing.
Oh, that's right. We switched. Yes. Okay. No, I'll take Logan Magnolia. I didn't spend a whole lot of time looking at this. I think there's still some room for growth there with IKM Manning at this point in time. But Logan Magnolia is having a really fine season. I look for that to continue tonight.
Three for the Panthers. Doug?
Yeah, Loma's got one loss in the year. That was a makeup game, I think, against a tough Nebraska squad. Mm-hmm. What, mm-hmm. Oakland Craig or something?
Yeah.
Was that? Yes, correct. They must be really good because that was a 30. Wasn't that 38-0?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they in a similar size to Loma? Or?
I don't know the answer to that, honestly.
Yeah. Loma's a good team, and they lost 38-0, so that team must be really good. Mm-hmm. I do like what the Wolves have kind of turned the season around a little bit, as you're referencing. I mean, they lost the first four in a row. They have won the last two, but I just think Loma's going to be too much for them.
All right, so we're going to go Panthers across the board in that one. We'll kind of jump in and out of order here a little bit because we did have another 8-man game that we had on the sheet for you here as well. And this is Exira EHK at home to take on Booyer Valley, a couple of teams that have really struggled so far here this year. And I guess I get first crack here at this one. Gavin Reinicke's thrown for 1,492 yards, 18 touchdowns, but he's thrown for just about as many interceptions as well. So they've struggled taking care of the ball. For Exira EHK, just been tough for them to try to figure anything out consistently. They've had some guys moved around different positions. They've tried some different things with a couple different guys at quarterback and never have been able to get the run game going, which is really tough. I think that's what makes the difference here. Booyer Valley's been able to do a little bit on the ground, not much, but a little bit. And I think they're going to have a little bit of an edge here in this ball game. So I'll go with the Bulldogs. Jim?
All right, yeah, BV spreads field quite a bit. They use the pass like the run. I think, all right, listen up, kids. I'm going to give you the locker room pep talk before the game here tonight, all right? This has been a cruddy season in a lot of different ways, all right? Here's the deal. You had to deal with the COVID. You lost a game or two here and there. You had some situations where you ran up against some pretty good opponents. You had some situations where you were playing well against other teams for about a half or three quarters. You haven't finished the job yet. Tonight's your chance to change that, all right? Tonight's your chance to go out, a little Spartan pride. You got good athletes out there. You got enough athletes to win the ball game. You're more efficient in the pass game, even if you're not as prolific as Booyer Valley. You got good athletes on defense. You got guys that can steal all those passes that go flying through the air. Now go do it. I'm taking the Spartans.
Put me in, Coach.
Okay, wow.
All right. One for Xyra EHK.
I don't know that you convinced me, though.
That's nowhere near what Tom Peterson's going to tell me. Well, I guarantee you that.
No. Tom will have a little fire in brimstone, I'm sure. I just look at the comparable scores, you know, the way they've competed. And, again, with the way the season's been and, you know, who knows who's out and who's in for each week of the season. But I just think the comparable scores favor Booyer Valley.
All right. Two for the Bulldogs now. Matt?
Yeah, those comparable scores, like you just said, Doug, have – You don't know who's been there because one of them that stood out was, obviously, Booyer Valley, their one win on the year was against Glidden Ralston, 68-32. Xyra EHK lost 34-57, but then the other one that kind of stuck out was the West Harrison.
Yeah.
Both teams lost to them. Booyer Valley can only muster 6 points, gave up 36, but Xyra EHK lost 42-56, had an offensive explosion. So, you know, I just don't know what to think of that. In a way, and you know, Trey Peterson, he's been in there at quarterback this last part of the season. He's been doing a decent job, you know, 51% completions, 600 yards, and 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. So he's kind of been doing his job. So, yeah, this is a head-scratcher in a way. Hey, boy, this was just one of those wait and see, and here we are.
Room on my team, big boy.
I know. It is. It's you hate to go against the Spartans in a way, just because you just don't. But because they both got. I'm going to go with Boyer Valley on this one, I think.
All right. So we'll test out that Olympic theory here real fast. Go.
It's time to turn it around. Time to turn it around.
Might regret that one.
All right. That's our first two picks here for week number 7. We'll take a pause and come back and take a look at some games here in Class A District 9 when we come back.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Link Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Michigan Johnna Gold apples, 88 cents per pound. Coke or Sprite, half-liter, six-pack bottles, 4 for $8.88 when you buy 4. And Lay's kettle chips or Doritos, just $1.99 a bag. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chicken breasts for $1.99 a pound, boneless pork roast, $1.79 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $4. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now here on Who's Going to Win. Let's go into Class A District 9. We've had a lot of games to pick out of this district this year and a couple more here this week for you. And the first one is the HSTW. They're getting back in the swing of things here this week after a couple weeks off for their program. And they'll go on the road, not too far down the road, to Neola to take on Tri-Center. A couple of teams with a couple wins here on the year. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, that's a good question. I wish I had a good answer for you. Two teams that I expected more out of this year, that's for certain. Tri-Center has been competitive. They just haven't been terribly consistent at times. They've lost three straight, not largely competitive in those losses, but, boy, they turn the ball over a lot, and that's just frightening. AHSTW hasn't lost a game in 2 weeks.
That would be correct.
Undefeated.
Well, they haven't, because they haven't played in 2 weeks. I don't know what to think. It's hard to gauge how teams are going to respond to that. I kind of have a feeling, and I can't explain it, and I'm also down three games here in the sheet, but I just kind of have a feeling that I just think the run game is so much more consistent with AHSTW that if they can hang on to the ball and create a couple of turnovers on the other side, then Tri-Center's opportunities to score are going to be less. So I don't know. I'm going to go with AHSTW because I'm pretty sure you guys are all going the other direction, and I got to make up some ground.
All right, one for the Vikings. Doug?
Yeah, last time Vikings played was September 18th, so that's a long time to be away from competition, and then you wonder what their practice protocols have been, if they've been able to practice, I guess. I don't know what the story is on that, but it seems like Tri-Center played Southwest Valley a little bit closer again, tough with the comparative scores, but I'm going to take the home team Trojans.
All right, one there for Tri-Center. Matt?
Yeah, that is definitely something that comes into mind, the practice schedule, because they're still able to practice. It's just who's been at practice and how long and so on and so forth and who has been there. So, some of the key players come back in this week. Are they going to come back, gelling together right away? So that's one of those things. But, turnovers concern me for Tri-Center, but I think their run game has improved over the last few weeks. They've got their... 6'2", 6'3", 230-pound tailbacks, been in there last week, so I think he's going to do some damage. That's pretty hard to bring down. They played a decent game against St. Albert last week as well, just a couple of big plays, I think, were the turning points in the game. So I'm going to go with Tri-Center, home team.
All right, another one there for the Trojans. And, the big concern when you look at Tri-Center is the mistakes, and they've been some late-game mistakes, too. They've been right in a couple of different contests. They had a chance to win against Southwest Valley and against Riverside, but they didn't come up with a play. The other team did. This one will be another, I think, tight game here for a while. HSTW, hard to know how they're going to bounce back, but you got to think that they're going to be excited to get out there and will play hard. But I think this Tri-Center team's been right there. They know that they've made a couple games slip away from them. They won't let it happen this time. So I'm going to go with Tri-Center as well. I'll leave Jim out there on the limb. We're going to stay in Class A District 9, and this should be a good one. Southwest Valley goes on the road to take on Riverside. A couple teams that just have one loss on the year. Doug, who's going
to
win?
Yeah, this will be a fun game. Be a good game to watch. Both lost to St. Albert. Both beat Tri-Center, and the scores were fairly comparable. I'm on the frame train. I think Riverside's offense is a little bit more balanced, able to throw the ball and run the ball a little bit. I'm going to take the Bulldogs.
All right, one for Riverside. Matt?
Yeah, this, like I said, it will be a good game. Riverside has been very balanced in there, about 900 yards in the air, just shy of 1,200 yards on the ground, so they've been very productive in there. Southwest Valley, they've got their quarterback in there. Is it Brandon Knapp?
Brandon Knapp.
He's done a great job of just leading that offense up and down the field as well. Been doing some great things. They had a rough game against St. Albert there a few weeks ago. I think they felt that there was a lot of mistakes made in that game, and they feel like they've corrected them. I'm going to give – I know, Doug, this is hard to go against Franks. I think that's what he came there for, was to kind of turn their football program, as an alum there. But I'm going to give a slight edge to Southwest Valley. I think they kind of got things going too, so I'm going to go with them.
This is going to be, I think, a really good line of scrimmage type of game. These two teams have some big guys up front that can disrupt things. Tucker Teeple's been all over the place for Southwest Valley. Eddie Volchek up front for Riverside's been tough as well. They like to play tough, hard-nosed football. They want to hold on to the ball and grind it down the field. I think Riverside probably is a team that has obviously a little bit more propensity to go for some big plays here and there. They're going to throw it up every once in a while with Kronkowski. But I think the difference is that line of scrimmage, and I think the difference is Rhett Bentley. He's done a great job carrying the ball for Riverside, and he's a tough back. I like what he can do, and I like him to give the edge to the home team, especially there, that great facility they've got now. They're going to be excited and go with the Bulldogs. Jim?
All right, well, maybe this will be the third straight limb pick that comes through. Who knows? I kind of guess I gave my pick away already, didn't I? Matt had mentioned about Brendan Knapp, the quarterback down there for Southwest Valley. Yeah, a nice season, but my fear is there's too much reliance on him. He's their leading rusher, their leading thrower. You're one, and it doesn't even have to be a big injury. You're one little, bump or bruise on the throwing hand or something away from disaster if you're relying on that guy. Riverside's, they picked off 13 passes this year defensively. I mean, when you throw the ball, you've got to be careful with them. They've been playing very good defense, and I like the fact that they have a more varied offense, meaning they use more weapons, they use more people. I'm going to go with Riverside at home in this one. They played St. Albert really tough at home. They play well at home, and they like to entertain the home fans. I like the Riverside here.
All right, we're going to leave Matt out on a limb there with Southwest Valley. Going to move into a game here from Class 2A District 9 as Greene County, fresh off a big win for them, goes on the road to take on Shenandoah here in a interesting district matchup. Matt, who's going to win? Okay.
Yeah. Greene County, they've kind of made some adjustments since Atlantic's played them back in, week three, I believe it was. So they've kind of brought things in a little bit, put a couple of running backs in the backfield and gone more to the ground game. Case in point was last week in their win over Clarinda. They rushed for 350 yards on the ground. They're still pretty inefficient at throwing the ball so far. But I think with their capabilities of running, it's going to be a long road trip. But they're going to get it done on the ground. And they're kind of carrying a lot of momentum going into playoff season here. So they'll be a team to kind of watch out of the corner of your eye and keep track of. So Greene County on the road.
All right, one there for the Rams. Very impressed last week with that win over Clarinda, and they had to do it with the defense, too. They had to make a big stop at the end of the game to secure that victory there in overtime. So hats off to them on that nice win. For Shenandoah, watching them play Atlantic last week, they're just so inconsistent. You can get a big play every once in a while here, I like what the future might hold a little bit for a guy like Blake Harreld. He's a good back, good receiver as well, good guy they can throw it to. But they're just, you know, they don't do it down in and down out, and they also make some mistakes. So I think that's tough to overcome, and I like Greene County here. Jim?
Yeah, I echo a lot of the same things, too. I had a chance to watch Shenandoah last week, and I, quite honestly, was not impressed. I don't think their line plays very good on offense or defense. Atlantic was able to really do some damage up the middle on offense, around the edges. And I mean, we ran like four plays. We just kept running them over and over and over and over again because we didn't have to be real creative. And on defense, I mean, for crying out loud, we recovered a pitch in the backfield and took it almost for a touchdown. I mean,
fun to watch.
You know, they don't do well. We were getting around the edges all night on defense and boxing things in. Cotton, I think, is a pretty decent runner, but I wouldn't know because nobody would block for him. And, yeah, Harold's going to be a really good – I think he's a sophomore. He's going to be a really good – he's a good target to throw to. But I just don't see it right now. I just think their line is not up to par. And Greene County's got good size. They've been consistent. They'll pound the ball. And I think they'll just do plenty of that here tonight. So I like Greene County.
All right. Doug?
I will not fight the trend here. I'm going to take Greene County as well.
All right. Rams across the board there in that one. We'll move over here to Class 3A, District 9, for a couple of games. We'll pick one of them and then take a pause here. But Creston Orient Maxburg goes on the road, that long trip up north to Carroll, as we'll play this one here in 3A, District 9. Take a look at that one. I guess I get first crack here at this one. Neither of these teams got probably aspirations of going all the way to the Dome, but it should be a close contest. They both like to do kind of the same things. They've both got a couple of backs at around 500 yards carrying the ball. I think Carroll, though, a little bit more willing just to kind of throw it up. They did quite a bit of that at the end of the game the other week there against Glenwood, just trying to throw it up and hope that something, you know, comes well of it, and it didn't for them down the stretch. But they hung tough in that game, and they made some good plays defensively, and I think that's where maybe the difference comes in. Their defense has been a little bit tougher. They've been a little bit more opportunistic than Creston. So I'm going to give them the edge, and especially being at home, I'm going to go with Carroll. Jim.
All right. Well, I don't think either one of these teams is awfully good, but I think Carroll has been more competitive. But just kind of sum it up in one sentence, it shouldn't be a shocker that they're not going to the Dome this year because they don't have any swagger.
Very well said.
Very well said.
It's just that simple. So, but I think they have enough to get it done here tonight. So, yeah, I'll go with Carroll tonight.
All right. Two for the Tigers. Doug.
I just I'm surprised by Carroll or by Creston's lack of offense. I mean, they, you know, think about the running backs that they've had over the years and their the offensive lines that they've had, and just have not been able to generate a whole lot of offense at all. Really struggling from that standpoint. I think Carroll has a little bit more talent that way and will be able to put some more points on the board. So I'm going to take the Tigers.
And plus, you have an office in Carroll, not Creston, right?
True.
Okay, Matt.
I'll just reiterate what you guys said. I'll go with the Carroll, the home team, the Tigers this week. Yeah, it's been I was looking through the numbers there for Creston OEM there, and there's a few players that really don't have some numbers that stand out to me, and I'm a little surprised by that. So I don't know if they've got some injuries or something going on. So, yeah, with that being said, I'm going to go with the Carroll Tigers.
All right, Carroll crossed the board there on that one. We've got a couple more picks left here for this week, and we'll do that after we take a timeout here on Who's Going to Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Link Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Michigan John of Gold apples, 88 cents per pound. Coke or Sprite, half-liter six-pack bottles, four for $8.88 when you buy four. And Lay's kettle chips or Doritos, just $1.99 a bag. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chicken breasts for $1.99 a pound, boneless pork roast, $1.79 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, two for $4. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. We've got two more picks to take a look at here for the final week of the regular season. And this first one is probably one that's going to be paid attention to a lot around the state. Class 3A might have implications on who can make that run all the way to the Dome. Lewis Central is on the road to take on Harlan. A top five battle. Jim, who's going to win?
Lewis Central. Anything else you need to know? They've been really solid in all phases of the game this year. I mean, amongst their quarterback, Pomeranke, of course, is their primary quarterback, but they've thrown amongst them 12 touchdowns, no interceptions, not a single one this year. I don't even want to count the number of interceptions Harlan's thrown. They throw it all over the yard. They've been solid. They protect the ball better. They play defense a lot better. And I'm looking forward to that Fedoni catches a pass across the middle and McLaughlin runs into him. That might be an interesting collision. I think they're pretty tough. They're going to go on the road, and we're going to win this one.
All right, one for the Titans. Doug?
Definitely will be a fun game to watch tonight. I don't know. LC is, I'm sure, physically more talented than Harlan, obviously. Lots of bigger numbers, certainly, to choose from. Certainly the recruiting edge as far as college recruiting probably goes to LC, but I don't know. I'm going to take Harlan at home. Just got a sneaky feeling.
All right. One for the Cyclones. Matt?
Yeah, it's not a bad pick because they do seem at home to pull out all the stops and something goes their way. I mentioned a few weeks back, Lewis Central is just so efficient with their offense. The quarterback completes 68% of his passes, and it's just always been that way. You know, even when Max was playing, they're just efficient with what they do and get the job done. And Harlan, they've kind of – they're 6-0, but they've kind of had a few places in there where they've kind of had to sneak one out or had to really come back in the end there. And they've played a tough schedule up and down. You know, their two preseason games were Grinnell and Pella, clear from the other side of the state. So, but I just think Harlan's kind of made more mistakes, but they've been able to get by with it. You can't make those type of mistakes come tomorrow night or come Friday night in a game against Lewis Central. So I'm going with the Titans on the road.
All right, it's one there for Lewis Central. And, you got two quarterbacks that have been – very prolific through the air. Casper Bauer's done a good job stepping in for Harlan, throwing it around. Of course, they hang their hat a little bit on the defensive side as well with guys like Beaker and McLaughlin. There's talent kind of all across the board for Lewis Central. They've built a pretty good program here these past few years, just having guys that play solid at their positions. They all kind of know what their job is. They seem to play great team defense. And when they have had their tests so far this year, they've really just blown the doors off of it. When they played into Sergeant Bluff Luton earlier in the year, just kind of weighing that game going away. So I think that Lewis Central's got a bit of the edge. It is tough. Going on the road at Harlan is never easy. And you wonder about how these teams are thinking about this too, knowing that they could potentially meet again down the road. But I'm sure they'll be motivated. But I'll take the Titans, give them the edge. Got one more game here on the sheet, and Atlantic gets to, hopefully finally play a home game here this year in the newly renovated Trojan Bowl, and the Trojans will get out there and take on a team that hasn't won a game so far this year in the Red Oak Tigers. And I guess, Doug, you get first crack here at this one. Who's going to win?
Well, I don't want to go out in too big of a limb here, so to speak, but I think this sheet's going to have four limb picks on it because I'm sure we're all going to take the Trojans in this one. So we'll see how those limbs go this week. Get back to the Atlantic game. I am excited to be at the Trojan Bowl tonight. Hope things go off without a hitch. I think the kids deserve that. What the kids have had to go through with school being different and sports seasons being canceled and all those things and this being their last home or their only regular season home game. I hope things go well. Excited to see it. I just want to get through the game with no injuries. I think Red Oak is a young squad, and I'm sure that they'll give their best. I think Atlantic's certainly going to win handily. Just want to get through the game with no injuries, everybody healthy, and then hopefully hosting another game at home for the playoffs.
All right. One for the Trojans. Matt?
I'll take the Trojans as well. I think that was very well said, Doug. They are excited to finally get that home game in the new facility. There's going to be a lot of excitement going around, but it's a matter of containing it. This group has done very well. And Red Oak is very young in there. They've come along the last, especially the last couple of weeks here. You know, they've been competitive to a point in there for them. So, you know, they're just going to keep doing what they do and learning each week. As far as Atlantic, you know, they're the same way. You know, I think their goals for the week is kind of just refining things. You know, let's make sure that what we're doing, we're going to continue to do well. You know, and play assignment football and everything else, cut down on the mistakes that they've had made, you know, because they know that very aware that those could be costly once playoff season rolls around and can make or break whether you move to that next round. So I think you look for a little more disciplined team this week for the Trojans. But as far as offensively and defensively, you look for a lot of the same things in there. And like Doug said, just get through it without as much, without any injuries. And hopefully we get that. What they should give us, that week off in there, and then that home field advantage in the playoffs.
All right. So we'll get two there for the Trojans here so far. I'll make it three. This is definitely a very young Red Oak team. You look up and down the roster, you've got a freshman playing quarterback. Your two top running backs are sophomores. I was impressed when I spoke with Coach Gelber there, kind of his positivity and the way he's looked at it and tried to get his kids to buy in and say, you know, you're not always getting the results in the win-loss column that you'd like to see, but we are making progress. You know, we're doing things better as the year moves along, and that's what you have to do as a young team. Take your lumps, and then hopefully somewhere down the road it pays off for you. But Atlantic, just the much better team. The only thing I wrote down for them is play smart. Just have to play smart football. That's the one thing that they, I think, want to get rid of a little bit. Some of it's just been the way the games have been officiated that they've played, but you have to clean up those little mistakes and not take so many penalties. That's going to be something that you have to do better at down the road if you want to move on in the playoffs. So I'll look to see that from them and see a big Trojan win. Jim?
Yeah, everybody said it all. So Atlantic, my only fear is that the Atlantic players make sure they get there on time. Don't wait around for the bus. There's no bus this week.
That's true.
No bus. All right? Just come to the stadium.
Just come. They still know where they get dressed and all that stuff. That might be the biggest struggle here this week. But we take Trojans across the board, and we'll have that one for you tonight here on KJN as well. And we'll bring it to you on the radio and online as well. If you want to watch, if you can't make it out to the Trojan Bowl, you can hop on KJN TV and check it out this evening as well. 6:30, our pregame getting started here just a little bit, and kickoff set 7 o'clock there at the Trojan Bowl. I want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you another week of Who's Gonna Win. That'll do it here for week number 7 here on KJN.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA and Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA and Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Link Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Michigan Johnna Gold apples, 88 cents per pound. Coke or Sprite, half-liter, six-pack bottles, 4 for $8.88 when you buy 4. And Lay's kettle chips or Doritos, just $1.99 a bag. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chicken breasts for $1.99 a pound, boneless pork roast, $1.79 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $4. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.